At least 35 people are dead, and that number is likely to change after a highway bridge collapsed earlier today in Genoa, Italy, during a violent storm. There were multiple cars and trucks on the bridge at the time. Here's video from an eyewitness that's being shared on social media.
Oddio! Oddio! Oddio!
You can hear the man there yelling, "Oh God, oh God." Rescue workers are now searching through piles of debris for survivors, and the mayor of Genoa said at least 11 people have been pulled out alive. Joining us now from Rome is NPR's Silvia Poggioli. Silvia, this bridge is on a main highway linking Italy with France. You've actually crossed it yourself before. What do we know so far about what happened?
Well, around noon today, during a very heavy rainstorm, the Morandi Bridge, that's its name, it suddenly collapsed, apparently after the central pylon gave way. TV images show a massive quantity of rubble that fell to the riverbed and railway tracks that are below the bridge span. Officials say that there were 35 cars and three trucks on the bridge at the time of the collapse.
And this bridge collapse happened over an industrial zone. What else is in that area?
Well, this highway bridge, it soars over the city. It runs over shopping centers, factories, homes, the Genoa-Milan railway line, and the Polcevera River. Genoa is really sort of an unusual Italian city. It's a major urban area with elevated highways that cut across this densely inhabited area. The highway and its viaducts are really quite an eyesore and an ugly contrast with the scenic port, an old part of the city. The highway is also the major road linking France and the Italian Riviera and vacation spots further south. The collapse today occurred on the eve of the major summer holiday. Traffic was very intense, and now cars and trucks are backed up for many, many miles, and they're being forced to take long detours. It has also affected access to the Genoa airport.
And so far, as we said, a number of people have already been pulled out alive, but the search and rescue efforts are going on. What can you tell us about that and the resources that are going into that?
Oh, it's a major effort. The TV images I've seen, hundreds of policemen and firefighters are on the ground. Rescue workers with helicopters have been ferrying the injured who have been pulled out of the rubble to nearby hospitals. Again, the TV images show workers with heavy equipment and chainsaws that they're using to cut through the vehicles that have been crushed under the rubble. The Civil Protection Agency says that so far it appears all the casualties were people inside the vehicles, on or below the bridge. No one inside buildings appears to have been affected. The Deputy Prime Minister, who's also the Interior Minister, Matteo Salvini, told reporters that around 30 people had died and many, many others were seriously injured.
Now, we said that this happened during a violent storm. Do we know at this point what caused this bridge to collapse?
Well, you know, in response to reporters' questions, all the officials are saying it's too early to say. It'll require some time before the cause can be determined. So far, I've not heard anyone even suggest the idea of terrorism. You know, this being Italy, the most immediate suspicion will go to poor maintenance and or poor quality of materials used or to lack of funds for adequate upkeep. You know, it's no secret that overall Italy's infrastructure is very outdated and that commerce is far in this country is far too dependent on trucks and therefore motorways rather than on rail traffic. So there'll be a lot of questions being raised, not only, certainly about the cause and certainly about what the future will be in terms of if you've been on any Italian highway. All you see is just trucks, and trucks. And there's been a lot of controversy, the need for more high-speed railway connections for commerce. So I think that'll be one of the major topics in coming months and weeks here.
But as we said, right now the focus is on just rescuing anybody who may have survived this, and they've already taken many people out alive. NPR Silvia Poggioli on the latest on the bridge collapse in Italy. Thank you.
Thank you.